Before I get started today, I wanted to make sure that I gave a big shout out to Jeannie Colwin Coaching. Jeannie Colwin is a stress and TMS coach based in Los Angeles. Her work involves not only a specialized focus on TMS, but also helping clients transform important aspects of their life that feel stuck or overwhelming, such as their career, relationships, weight issues, confidence, purpose, life stressors, you name it. You'll find her to be compassionate, action-oriented, and results-driven, all the things that you want in a coach to create a meaningful change. And as a coach, I coach girls soccer. I work with people all the time and have for a long time. Jeannie is great at this, and it is important. Her holistic approach will help you make the changes that are important to you, and you'll walk away feeling empowered to continue to create the life that you want. One of the many things that make Jeannie a terrific coach is that she's been in the trenches. She has gone through it. She's had her own health challenges, completely overcoming fibromyalgia and chronic fatigue that left her both physically and mentally depleted. Simply put, she gets it. She's been there. After healing herself completely, Jeannie is now laser-focused on delivering fast results to her clients through a one-on-one coaching program that includes support, weekly consistency, and accountability. The best part about working with Jeannie is that she takes the stress out of the process. There's a ton of information out there. She's going to give you a customized and simple plan with tools and strategies that align with your individual lifestyle, your busy schedule, and all the other things that you have going on in your life. Book a free 45-minute call with her to talk about the one-on-one coaching program to see how she can get you the fast results that you seek. If you work with Jeannie, you're going to embark on a transformative path where obstacles are overcome and breakthroughs will become your norm. Go to jeanniecolwin.com, that's JeannieKulwin.com, to book your free call today. Welcome back to the podcast. It is Wednesday, July the 12th. Let me adjust here. July the 12th. I'm glad that you're back. I'm glad that you're here. Let me give a shout out to the patrons of the podcast. If you're interested in supporting this show, you've heard different sponsors over the years. If you're not quite in a position of a sponsorship, a great way to support the show is by going to patreon.com/themindandfitnesspodcast. Get a little shout out with your name at the beginning. Throw a few bucks in the tip jar. Help keep the lights on for this endeavor. Let me give a shout out to Teresa, Lauren, Albert, Jeff, Julie, Deborah, Daniel, Emily, Elise, Dominic, John, Jason, Mindy, Irina, Kelly, Tony, Michael, Mike, Christina, Ross, Julie, Brian, Sarah, Arnie, and Barb. Thank you all so much for continuing to support the podcast, all the way down from $5 per month to much more. I thank you endlessly for continuing to support. So this week, I've got a new author on. He recently released a book called The Straw That Broke the Camel's Back. It's available on Amazon. Let me give you a little prequel into, this is straight off of Amazon. In this book, The Straw That Broke the Camel's Back, communications engineer Brajesh Singh methodically explores these false leads like a detective and finds the straw to the root cause of chronic pain. Drawing on mounting evidence from medical and scientific studies, he demonstrates why most of the time pain isn't caused by a physical defect and that you too can heal your pain without drugs, surgery, or physical therapy. So nice conversation on how, on his story, how he got into this, ultimately the process around putting the book together, how long it took, some of the ways that his approach to all of this has maybe evolved over the years. A funny story about when he first discovered Sarno's book and was suggested it by a medical doctor, which I think is kind of crazy, because that's not usually what we hear from people. So yeah, let's give this a listen. Welcome back to the Mind and Fitness Podcast. I'm your host, Eddie Lindenstein. With me is an author of a new book in this TMS space called The Straw That Broke the Camel's Back. This is Brajesh Singh calling out of Miami. Are you there? Can you hear me?
Hi, good afternoon, Eddie. Thanks for having me on here.
Yeah, thank you for being here. I first kind of came across a lot of the stuff that you were saying in one of the TMS Facebook groups, probably, I don't know, it's 3, 4, 5 years ago, something like that. And what I really like, you were, I feel like maybe you were the person that turned me on to go take a look at Adam Heller's book, and kind of, you know, basically observe and see how is that a little bit different. But I'm excited to hear kind of your story and your solutions and what it is you're doing now and that kind of thing. So yeah, that, I'm excited to chat with you today.
Sure. Yeah. Thanks for that question. I had chronic back pain since 2009 until 2017, so 8 years. And I remember the first doctor that I went to see gave me Sarno's book, Healing Back Pain. And, you know, he said some people get better from this. And I started reading it, and I came to this page where there was a diagram of an eye and the mind and consciousness, and I thought that this is the most dumb book I've ever read, and I threw it in the trash, and you know, focused on fixing my pain as if it was something external causing it, something in my body, and you know, went through years of physical therapy, seeing different doctors and neurologists and physical therapists and chiropractors and the whole nine yards.
Yeah.
And until, you know, I pretty much gave up. I went back to see another doctor, and he said, you're stuck with this for the rest of your life. So, you know, at that point I gave up, looking for solutions. And that's when, I think I became open and somebody said, you know, there's this book. If you listen to it, you'll get better. Literally overnight. And, you know, I was like, but really skeptical, but I said, well, you know, now that I've given up, why not go for this, you know, this completely out, totally different kind of approach.
Yeah.
So I tried it, and I listened to the audiobook this time instead of reading the book. So it was, you know, Sarno's voice, and it was coming from a very strong medical background. So I felt very comfortable, and it was halfway through that I realized, oh, you know what? This is the same book that I threw in the trash. But I was ready for it. You know, after 8 years of suffering, it made a lot of sense. He described to the T what I was going through, what I had tried, why it didn't work. And I literally did wake up in the morning with almost all my pain gone. And then after that, I joined, you know, some of the Facebook groups asking for more help that, yeah. Okay, you know, this has helped me to take my pain away, but what if it comes back? You know, what do I do? And that's when I was recommended the Zero Pain Now by Adam Heller. And so the Sarno's, what I like about Sarno is he explains what's happening, that he uses the word repressed emotions, that we have repressed emotions. I prefer to call them disconnected emotions. And so the difference with Adam's approach is that he continues from where Sarno left off, where Sarno would send you to informational classes and to psychotherapy. Adam creates a very simple process that anyone can use to dig into your emotions and to start getting connected to them.
What do you... One question I'm curious about before we get too far down the line, what do you think it was about? Because you had said the first doctor that you saw recommended Sarno's book and you tossed that in the trash. And this all kind of started in 2009. Do you recall what year approximately you would have been given that book? Was it in 2009 or had a little bit of time gone by?
Yeah, it was pretty much a month into it.
Okay. And maybe we'll get further into this in a little bit, but what do you think it was about the literature that turned you off so much in the beginning?
Oh, it would just seem very non-scientific.
Yeah, gotcha. Okay.
And I'm an engineer, so you know, it was like I wanted an explanation of it's this muscle, it's this nerve, and then if we, you know, do these three steps, then it'll get fixed.
So more in the mechanical stuff would have spoke to you at that time a little bit more.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah.
Excellent. Yeah. All right. Sorry to cut you off. Yeah. Yeah. Keep going.
Yeah. So yeah, Adam has a very simple process in his book. I would you know, recommend anyone to get that book, and I describe the same process in my book as well. that anyone can use. And it's so simple that, you know, it's recommended to read the whole book to understand why that process will work. And I call it an emotional meditation. Adam doesn't like that word, but personally, it's like you just deep dive into your emotions and allow them just to all surface. And it's a process. It takes about 15 minutes to possibly an hour where you're emotionally meditating. And once they start surfacing and you start, you know, like noticing all the emotions that are coming up that you didn't even realize were there. They start bubbling up to the surface and you essentially release them. Now, many people that aren't in pain are able to do this unconsciously. But for me, as a person that is a very natural represser, I'm a perfectionist, I'm a people pleaser, I'm hard on myself. I have all these personality traits that Sarno listed of the people that are, you know, typically get this kind of pain. So, I started noticing all those personality traits, noticing all the emotions that were coming up, and didn't realize I had so many emotions held inside me. And once those bubbled up and I was able to release them, I was able to keep the pain away.
Yeah.
So, and then I learned, you know, that the pain does come back. So it wasn't, you know, it wasn't like one time and I'm done with it. But I had the tools now where in minutes, you know, I feel that muscle twinge or that tightening. And I know, you know, like a year ago, that would have gone straight into a spasm and I would be, you know, throw my back out. And now it's like, okay, I'm just going to step aside, do the process and, let the emotions bubble up on whatever that I'm not aware of, that I'm disconnecting from. And voila, you know, the muscle relaxes and I continue with my day.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Emotional meditation is a really interesting way to put it because not necessarily the Zero Pain Now method, pretty similar to it, but somatic tracking, which to me, like, I don't know if you know the terminology, but somatic tracking to me is Zero Pain Now without the question. So I think it's exactly the same thing because you're sort of going inward and trying to capture sensations that are somewhere. And I've referred to that as a meditation, even though it's not, you know, it's not the traditional. If you were to ask somebody that didn't know about any of this stuff and said, hey, tell me what you do when you meditate or what should you do or what does it look like? Like nobody would probably say what your emotional meditation is or what I would call meditation or, you know, whatever. Can you just take us through like what does that actually mean? Like what are you doing during that?
So as you mentioned, it's a simple question that you repeatedly ask yourself. It's right now, what emotion am I feeling? And what that does is it takes you into your body in a sense, because emotions are more of a visceral experience, while thoughts are more of an intellectual experience. So by locking in and continuously asking that question to yourself, and we recommend people lower your eyes to your body, lower your gaze, and that also gets us more connected to our body and to a visceral experience. And then when you repeat that, it initially can be, you know, a little weird. You'll be like, I feel nothing, you know, or frustrated or, you know, whatever. But that wakes up the limbic system. It kind of like stirs the pot. And imagine, a beaker of water with some mud in it and you're stirring it. Then slowly all those emotions start rising up. And then you didn't even realize, you know, that all these were there. And it's important actually to pay attention to the emotions, and the thoughts about them come after. So it's very backwards to typical things that I've seen where, you know, you start thinking about what's causing stress in your life and then what emotions are associated with those. This is the other way around. You go into the emotions and then sometimes the thoughts or images start popping up of what's behind those emotions that even surprise me, you know, like, oh, I didn't realize I was having emotions about this situation. So yeah, essentially it's a stirring the pot, and it takes some time. So, you know, if you do it for like 30 seconds, it's not enough. And you might feel like, well, that was a waste of time. So invest the time, set aside an hour and just continuously ask yourself that question and let the emotions surface. So the most important thing is allow. You just allow them to come up and recognize that when they come up that you're safe. You're safe in feeling them. Well, that's one of the issues is that one of the reasons that at least Sarno said we repress the emotions is because we feel that if we face those emotions, then we'll be unsafe. So to keep in mind that these emotions are okay, they're just emotions, and I'll allow yourself to feel it. The name that Adam gives it is diversion pain syndrome, which is to divert your attention from an unbearable emotion to something physical like pain. So keep in mind that these emotions are safe, allow them to come up, and you know, that process, it takes about a month to master it. So, you know, take your time every day, repeat it, and build the neurological pathways so that you're now at you're able to do that without even thinking. Yeah. So it becomes an unconscious part of your body.
Yeah, definitely. So what take me back to like what year did you actually find the Adam Heller book or the method rather?
2017. So yeah, 2017 was when I listened to the audiobook. It's actually free on YouTube, I believe, Healing Back Pain.
Oh, okay.
From John Sarno. So, you know, if anyone listening to this wants to start there, it's definitely a very good explanation of you know, how this pain is occurring, you should be able to relate, you know, to why you're not able to get better. And then if that works, that's fantastic. The tools that Adam gives are excellent in keeping the pain away.
Awesome. What do you think is about, because a lot of people will report to me that they have challenges with, and when I say challenges, meaning that like they've read the Sarno book or they've gone through journaling or they've, you know, tried to experience emotions or things like that, and they just have a really challenging time with it. What do you think it is about the Heller method that has simplified it to get success for you? Like what are people missing in maybe a more, you know, the more kind of like Sarno-esque way, if you will?
Yeah, I think it's like mastering something. So if you've been repressing for 10 years, 20 years of your life, just by reading Sarno, it's not going to, you know, suddenly let you start connecting to something like a habit that you've formed over years. So imagine like if you were trying to learn to write with your opposite hand. See, if you're right-handed, you're trying to learn with your left hand, or vice versa. You wouldn't start, you know, like writing perfect handwriting right away. You would have to practice daily until you got the hang of it. And, you know, it might take a month, it might take a year before you're able to fluently write with your opposite hand.
Yep.
So it's the same with once you understand, oh, okay, I'm repressing emotions. Somehow it worked for me. You know, I was able to start connecting to my emotions right away. Maybe I had done a lot of other work in different areas of my life, so I was lucky in that sense. But if it doesn't work for you, it's just because you haven't trained yourself to how to connect to the emotions. And that's what Adam's process does. It's pure repetition, 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 repetition. Kind of like you're trying to learn to write with your left hand. You're going to just keep doing it until you're finally able to start writing with both hands. That's the thing that I think people are missing. And it's initially frustrating, you know, trying to write with opposite hand, you'll probably, you know, be upset. You're like, oh, this, you know, I don't know what the hell this is. But stick to it. And it's so simple. The process works.
I'm thinking like in between the time of the audiobook, because, you know, not necessarily the book that was thrown in the trash, but the audiobook and the Heller book. What methods did you try that were not like medical models, but more in the TMS realm where like you have awareness of it. Like what did you try or consider that wasn't working?
Well, lucky for me, that gap was like 2 weeks.
Yeah.
So, you know, I read Sarno's book and then I came on the group and fortunately, my pain was very down to a low level, but I still wasn't comfortable in increasing my physical activity. So even though my pain was less, and I was like, oh, this, I can't believe just by listening to a book that my pain has gone down. Yeah. Now I want to start dancing. I want to start running. I want to start swimming. I want to start doing the physical activities that I was missing out on. But I was afraid to do those, in the fear of the pain coming back. So then I found Heller's book, and I started doing his process. He recommends doing it 15 minutes a day every day. There's a small journaling process. There's a small process where you make a list of all the items that are bringing stress into your life. And so I started doing that every day, and then slowly increasing my activity. So I was lucky that I didn't have to go through any other methods. I went straight to his, trusted it. You know, it made a lot of sense to me that this repetition is what's going to help me, you know, activate my limbic system, stir up all those emotions on a daily basis. And it was funny, like every day that I would do it, so many things would come up and I would be surprised, like, wow, where did that come from? So it would even make my day better. You know, after 30 days, I stepped it up, you know, increasing my activity. And now, you know, I can dance, I can swim, I can do almost anything that that I used to be able to do, if not even more.
Awesome. Awesome. Once you kind of got over the hump of like, hey, the back pain is gone, or the regular back pain is gone, did you have any like any residual impacts or any residual issues that, you know, came back to either maybe old issues that you had or maybe new ones, almost like as a, 'cause one of the phenomenons that we hear a lot about is what's the word I'm looking for? Symptom imperative. Did you have any instance of something like that?
Fortunately, not as bad as what I've read. Like I would start getting headaches sometimes, but I did the same process and the headache would go away. Or sometimes, you know, my neck, I would wake up having slept on the wrong side of the bed. And now I realize, hey, that has nothing to do with sleeping on the wrong side of the bed. It's purely, you know, something emotional. So fortunately, I didn't get the symptom imperative where, you know, it went to some other part of the body. If I did get it, it would be like in the form of headaches or, you know, like tight neck muscles. Mm-hmm. And I was able to apply the same process exactly to get better. And if anything, the other improvement I had was that my allergies went away and my insomnia went away.
Oh, wow.
So I knew that this was something that I'm a heavy repressor, and this is really working well for me.
Has this whole, because I'm curious, like as you're, you know, you're an engineer, right? That's what you do by trade, and ultimately have kind of changed or completely revamped the way that you've done this really probably pretty monumental thing in your life. Has this experience, like, or maybe better yet, talk about how this experience has maybe changed just how, kind of how you go through your daily life, if you have any examples.
Yeah, it's helped me to notice this in others. So especially, you know, like people come and they say, oh, I'm having this pain or I'm having this headache. And I usually tell them, don't worry, it's like stress and tension. And they're like, yeah, you're right. You know, it's I'm just stressed out about this, stressed out about that. So that helped a lot in starting to see it around me in other people, and to be able to help them. It also helped me to write better articles, you know, to help others.
Yeah.
So I've come up with all kinds of metaphors and analogies that I share. I think you may have seen some of my posts. So I imagine the emotions as filling up a bucket of water. And once the bucket is full and starts overflowing, you're going to start getting your symptoms. So by labeling them, by calling them out, it's like putting holes in the bucket, and it allows them to drain out. I sometimes use the metaphor of a microphone moment when 80% of people in the world are afraid of public speaking. And so similar to that, TMS is the same thing, where we're afraid of something, but we don't know what it is. But you can walk up to the microphone and you're safe. Everything's all right. You know, you can speak and nothing actually happens, even though walking up there, you might be shaking and trembling. So in the same way, you know, I use the metaphors of trying to help people understand that this is just a microphone moment that we're experiencing. These emotions are coming up from something in the past, but in the moment, we're actually safe.
Yep.
And it's okay to feel them. So yeah, more, it helped me with my life in, you know, seeing how I was behaving. I am almost self-observing in a much better way, observing others and coming up with way better metaphors to help others get pain-free.
What's been the reception? I'm always, you know, I'm always very curious about either family members or close friends or things like that that maybe were sort of aware in that period between 09 and 17 where you were in this agony and kind of dealt with this stuff day in and day out. Like, what was their response once you finally found your answer?
Yeah, that's a great question. It wasn't what I expected. You know, they just shrugged and said, "Oh, good," and it kind of surprised me. The only person that really was very happy was a friend of mine who was a doctor. So she was helping me, you know, try to get to the root cause of my pain. And she was a friend and a doctor as well. And when I told her that I was pain free, she's like, "Oh my God, what did you do? You know, you got to help me because I get so many patients coming in with pain." And I don't know what to do with them. And you, as you probably read, you know, doctors aren't very well trained to deal with chronic pain. You know, they deal with acute pain. So, but yeah, my family, my friends, they just kind of like shrugged and said, "Oh, good. I'm glad, you know, you can do all these things." But they didn't react the way I thought they would. You know, like they would be blown away and read about this process or learn something. So yeah, that was my experience.
That's great. That's great. Are you doing anything in the, like in the field now or what's, yeah. Are you doing anything like regularly? And that, like, we see your, contributions on the, in the forums and things like that, but, is there any sort of like coaching that you do or anything like that? And then I want to talk about the building of the book.
Yeah, I'm definitely a coach. So I offer the Zero Pain Now program through Adam Heller. So it's detailed in my book. But if anyone needs any additional support, then I can be a coach. And it's a private program over 30 days and daily one-on-one interaction. And mm-hmm. It's done over Zoom. So yes, I do that. And I write articles and I talk. I give talks in public to help people bring awareness to TMS. And it's amazing what a response I get, you know, when I start the talk and when I finish. At the start, hardly anyone's, you know, connecting to it. At the end, people come to me and they say, "Oh my God, I have this, I have this, I have this." and it's just amazing, just a random sample of people and how they connect to this message.
Yeah. Awesome. Okay, let's talk about the book, because I've had a slew of authors on here before. I actually interviewed Adam Heller. It was all the way back in 2018, so it's we're coming up on the 5-year anniversary of doing that. But it's quite the process, I would imagine. Kind of run through that.
Do you mean like how the book was created?
Yeah. Like what kind of gave you the idea to do it? And then, yeah, what was this process? How long were you working on it? And then where can people find it?
Oh, okay. Yeah. It was in 2020. So, sorry, 2021. So it was about 4 years that I'd been pain-free. And I realized that this is real, you know, because it's still... There was still some doubt, you know, that this isn't real. So, you know, after 4 years, I said, this is real and I need to let people know about it. And I need to just leave my words behind because who knows, you know, when it's time, my time to go. And this will be my contribution. Yep. So I spent a couple of weeks drafting it and thankfully it was during the pandemic. So, you know, there was plenty of time being at home. And then after that, it took about a year to get it published, you know, to find the editors, the book designers, the distributors, you know, to have it early reviews, to send it out for people to give early reviews. And I have, I think, three doctors and a psychologist that read the book in advance and wrote their reviews on it. So that process took about a year and a half.
Wow.
before I was able to launch it.
And where's, like, if people are interested in checking it out, like, where's your preferred place for them to get it?
Just Amazon. If you go on Amazon and search for The Straw That Broke the Camel's Back,
awesome.
It should come up, and you can put my name, Brajesh Singh.
I'll link to it in the show notes as well, so people can just click on that directly. If you go to info on the episode, you'll see it there. Well, so in closing, like, is there anything else that we didn't talk about, or things that are top of mind in this particular topic that you'd like to add?
I just wanted to encourage the listeners to know that they're going to get better, and to have confidence that they're going to get better, because if it's a medical issue, the doctors will solve it. And if it's not a medical issue, then the healing processes, there's hundreds of them out there, like the one you described, the one that Adam does. There's so many different processes. So I wanted to just give hope to the listeners that you're in good hands. You are going to get better either way, because if it's a medical issue, which I think 5% of the time it is a medical issue, they can fix it. And 95% chance if it isn't, then one of these processes will work for you. So don't give up, and ask for help if you need it.
Awesome. Brajesh, thank you so much for being here. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, Eddie. Thanks for having me.
Take care.